everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. Today is April 20th, and we're doing another daily book of positive quotations by Linda Pacone. The topic of the day is spiritual happiness. And the quote is from Coretta Scott King. I never thought that a lot of money or fine clothes or finer things in life would make you happy. My concept of happiness is to be filled in a spiritual sense. Here's what Linda has to say. We know that the so-called finer things of life don't provide us with the same satisfactions as the more spiritual side of things in life. A beautiful spring day, a child's love, a starry night. Yet we spend a lot of our time in stores stocking up on things that can't fulfill us. Where do we go to be fulfilled in a spiritual sense? For some, this would be a church or similar place of worship, but spirituality can be experienced anywhere, public or private. That's very interesting because when I was a kid, people used to criticize because I didn't go to church on Sunday. And I can remember, though, my papu saying that God is everywhere. And I used to respond. I mean, I can remember as a real little kid saying this to people. And knowing that I would ask the question, why do I have to go to church if God is everywhere? Why? Does that make me less than a person? And people would impose that belief that, well, you're less than if you don't go. But if you connect with something spiritual on a spiritual level, isn't that everywhere? We've got flowers and bees and animals and trees and water, the mountains. It's everywhere. And nature is with us everywhere. We can be connected anywhere. It doesn't have to be a predefined, controlled environment. And when we are happy, do we actually pause and say, wow, you know what? I wonder what's making today or making this moment happy? Can we, especially in the trauma healing journey, there are so many times where we say, I wish I was happy. I want to be happy. And when we do have those moments of happiness, what is the actual catalyst, if you will? Is it an experience that we had? Is it, I don't know, just the way that the stars lined up that day? Sometimes I think that deeper reflection and awareness, those are important because then we can recall those times, especially when we're experiencing difficulty. And we can grow our spiritual happiness in moments when we recognize and say, oh, look at this. How beautiful, how wonderful. I'm happy. Yes. And we're not adorning ourselves with ornaments in order to fulfill that happiness. We're realizing that we by ourselves can be happy. One place that I do find happiness is in the kitchen. I really enjoy cooking. I'm not so much a baker. I do bake. And I know that people that listen to the podcast and then also a part of our PTSD and Beyond community know this. And what I find fascinating is that posting photographs of the things that I create brings happiness and joy to other people. I did something the other day too about, I usually don't wear all black. I used to back in the day, but I like to wear color now. It makes me happy, which is interesting because we're talking about happiness. And I posted myself wearing black and with lipstick, and it inspired somebody else to actually practice a different level of self-care, which was super cool because that I had no idea. You know, when you do something and then there's this like amazing outcome out of it, you're like, look at that. Was it totally unexpected? And how beautiful that you can touch somebody. I think that's one of the things that brings me happiness. Actually, I should say I know it because it's such a wonderful surprise, is that sometimes we do something that we think is so simple and it touches somebody differently. And if we can reach one person and touch one person's life, then you know what? It's all worth it. It really is. It's all worth it. And I appreciate you being here. We appreciate you being here and listening to our podcast. All right, here's the affirmation. Let's see what the affirmation is. I like my clothes and money is nice, but I want to recognize and encourage my spiritual side. This may mean attending a place of worship, or it may mean setting aside a few moments for myself each day to calmly reflect on my life. All right, you guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. We are better together, we're stronger together, and take what resonates and go beyond.